This is the brief on the current status of AI safety legislation. You know the tech industry's move fast and break things mantra? Well, it just crashed headfirst into a brick wall of courtrooms and criminal subpoenas. So how did these academic papers turn into actual laws practically overnight? And what does this mean for the people building and using these tools? First, we're seeing a massive legislative wave. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the GUARD Act with a unanimous 22-0 vote, making it a crime to deploy chatbots encouraging self-harm in minors. This ties right into the five-state convergence, Oregon, Tennessee, Maine, Nebraska, and soon Iowa. The universally mandate that AI must disclose it isn't human, can't claim to be a licensed therapist, and must route users in crisis to hotlines. Second, the reality for founders is intense. Florida launched a first-of-its-kind criminal investigation into OpenAI after a chatbot allegedly advised a shooter. So, are founders personally on the hook now? Absolutely. Subpoenas are literally asking for employee names. Founders building mental health products must create a paper trail proving they built crisis guardrails or face reckless disregard charges. Finally, there's a major shift for clinicians. The jump from academic research to binding law totally changes daily clinical documentation. Since AI acting as a therapist is now legally defined as a harm, clinicians must document when minor clients use these apps and integrate these boundaries into informed consent chats with families. Ultimately, the Wild West of AI therapy is closing, replaced by a strict standard where the licensed human owns the clinical decision and the AI merely assists. The courtroom doors are open and the rules of the game have officially changed.